The House of Representatives passed a measure aimed at increasing election security last week. The chamber was divided over the proposal, with Democratic Congressman Anthony Brindisi voting in favor of the bill and Republican John Katko voting against it. Vaughn Golden has more.
The legislation passed by the House last Thursday requires states to utilize paper ballots and to regularly audit their election systems. It also authorizes some funding for states to carry that out. The provisions are meant to protect against foreign entities like Russia, instilling a lack of confidence in the accuracy of election systems. Democratic Representative Anthony Brindisi says having a paper trail is critical to this.
If you have that paper ballot in place, you can at least check that to make sure that the vote was tallied correctly, and it's a good backup to some of the hacking that we're seeing.
Republican Congressman John Katko also agrees election systems need to use paper ballots, but he did not vote for last week's bill. He favors another one that is similar but includes some different provisions, like creating a cybersecurity unit under the Election Assistance Commission. Last week's bill passed nearly along party lines. From Capitol Hill, I'm Vaughn Golden, WRVO News.